Hello.
Hi, this is Cheryl with XPO. Is this Mr. Bruce Taylor?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Taylor, our technician advised he's called you several times and he's not getting a response.
No one's called me. I think you guys had the wrong number. No one's called me at all tonight.
Okay, they call the number that I'm calling you on now.
No one has called my number, this number that you just called me on. No one's called that number at all. And we've been waiting all day for somebody. I actually went up to the store and I said, oh, they'll be there by 8. We're supposed to be. No one's shown up. So
Okay.
we're here. We're here if they want to come tonight still.
They're not
The
going to
number
be
is.
able to make it tonight. He said, however, get you worked in tomorrow.
So what time tomorrow is he going to be able to come by?
Okay. I would have to get that information from him. What, let me ask you this, what time will someone be in the home before I go
Are you
back over
working from
to
home
the tech?
tomorrow? What time can I be over here tomorrow?
I would have to go back over to the tech, but once I click back over to him, that's going to disconnect me from speaking with you. That's why I said, let me get some time information from you first.
So my wife will be here tomorrow until 11.
Okay.
Because I mean, my preference would be to get here first thing in the morning.
Okay, and now the best number for them to call, is it going to be the 319-329-7556?
That's my number, but my wife will be here, so I can give you her number. That probably would work best
What's our
since she'll
number?
be in the house. 319-350-9907.
All right, so 319-350-9907.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I will find the information out from the tech and I will give you a call back.
Okay.
All
So
right.
you'll just call that. Yep. So you'll call tonight still?
I'm gonna call you as soon as I get through speaking with the technician.
Okay. All right.
All
Sounds
right,
good.
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.